Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are new questions today about security in Iraq after another series of attacks targeting that country's Christian community. Christians have been flooding out of the country since October when a group affiliated with al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for an attack on a Catholic church that killed nearly 60 people. The Islamic State of Iraq also promised more attacks and apparently delivered on that threat yesterday, killing two people and wounding more than a dozen. While violence overall is down, there are bombings and attacks nearly every day now, and American troops continue to train Iraqis to take over security when U.S. forces withdraw by the end of next year. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports.
The cars speed off in a cloud of smoke. They're under fire from men with Kalashnikovs hiding in amongst a pile of twisted metal scrap. The guards are returning fire, trying to protect their charge, some VIP of some sort. This was just an exercise, but Iraqi policemen really do work at the sharp end of the profession. Instead of burglaries or antisocial behaviour, these men have shootings, bombings and kidnappings to deal with.
First mistake, they never closed the principal's door. So the sniper had full access to putting rounds inside the vehicle where the principal was at. Second, the driver for the principal's vehicle.
The exercise is being run by the U.S. military. This is one of their instructors, an American civilian working for a private contractor who didn't want to reveal his name.
So they're going to do it again and hopefully with better results. I have confidence in them, so.
And there's what? There's about a year left before the U.S. military withdraws.
Right about that, yes, sir.
Do you think you can accomplish everything that you think you need to in that time?
It'll be very difficult, but we're going to try.
In private, many commanders agree. The official line, though, is that the Iraqi security forces will be ready. Lieutenant Eric Giles is the soldier in charge of the American training unit.
They're able to function. They're able to go out and prevent. They're able to react. You know, I think given what we're seeing right now from their leadership, that they're well on their way to meeting that goal, you know, at the end of this coming year.
Things are getting better. American officials never tire of making that point. And in a sense, they're right. The question is, though, compared to what? At the peak of the sectarian violence in 2006-07, several thousand people a month were being killed. For the past 18 months, that number has dwindled to a fairly stable figure in the low to mid-hundreds. So far fewer people are being killed than a few years ago, but it's still many more than before the invasion. Here's one clear example of progress. In 2006, Salman Hassan was driven out of his home. He's a Shiite, and this part of town, known as Al-Dora, is largely Sunni. A few years ago, it was one of the most dangerous areas in Baghdad. Now Salman says he feels safe here again, and he's come back to run his local store. Dora is much better than it was. But safe? At the end of the road, there's an armoured Humvee, specifically there to protect a Christian family after recent attacks. And amid the signs of progress are the unhealed wounds of the recent past. Suad Abdallah was once one of Iraq's most famous singers. Now she's a recluse, hiding in her small flat with the curtains drawn. In February 2006, her son was snatched from the streets of Baghdad. His kidnappers called Suad on the phone. They made her listen while they tortured him. She paid a ransom, but they killed him anyway.
I'm afraid even to step outside my flat, because they might shoot me. I want an end to this nightmare.
In Baghdad, of course, normal life carries on, but it's not a normality that most people in cities around the world would recognize. It's a life lived in the space between concrete blast walls, where military helicopters buzz overhead and the city is clogged with traffic because of myriad checkpoints, military and police looking for car bombs or insurgents. Life will certainly still be like this in a year's time when the Americans finally pack up and leave. Many believe that life will be like this for decades to come.
That report from the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Baghdad as we enter the new year there as well.